You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show, heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Trafalgar. Live the good life.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris Robinson and welcome to The Travel Show. You're listening to this broadcast on a very special day. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day. It's a wonderful excuse for a party and some of that famous Irish crack. We're going to have a great time in the studio today as we talk about iconic landmarks and hidden treasures of the Emerald Isle. We're also going to find out all about Trafalgar and how they can connect you to the people, places and experiences of the real Ireland. So joining me in the studios today, resplendent in green and, if I may say so, shimmering in shamrocks, are Dana Welch, Manager Canada for Tourism Ireland, and Wolf Pownich, President of Trafalgar. Ceod mille fulcha, 100,000 welcomes to both of you.
Thank you, Chris. Very excited to be here.
Thank you, Chris. It is a great occasion, and wearing green on St. Patrick weekend is the right thing to do.
Oh, it's the only thing to do, Wolf. Absolutely. And Dana, that Irish greeting gets us right to the heart of why Ireland is such a wonderful country to visit. It's the warm welcome that you'll receive from the local people.
You're right, Chris. It's one of the things we often hear from folks when they come back is just how warm, welcoming and friendly the people are. And as you said, Ceod mille fulcha, which really is 100,000 welcomes, and it really does ring true in Ireland.
Yeah, but you just said it so much better than I did.
Put a little more practice. Right?
And that welcome is never warmer, of course, than on St. Patrick's Day itself. And the big parade is in Dublin.
It is. You're right. In Dublin, it's actually really a week-long festival that's celebrated through St. Patrick's Festival. But, you know, events throughout the country. But this year in Dublin, really excited to share that Liam Cunningham of Game of Thrones will be the Grand Marshal of the parade this year. And we'll also have a very special guest. Mark Hamill will be the inaugural international guest of honor. So
there's a name
lots
for the
of exciting things happening around St. Patrick's Festival. But, you know, events really throughout the country. So
there are celebrations right around Ireland, aren't there?
Definitely. So one of the longest running we have in County Wexford began in 1917 and is still going strong. From the earliest one, you want to head out to Dingle on the rugged west coast there. And Limerick uses St. Patrick's Day to host the international band parade and competition. So lots happening all throughout. In Derry, Londonderry, we have the Seachtain na Gaeilge, which is the Irish Language Week. So it's a lively and linguistic build-up to the big day, but really events all throughout the city.
Great.
There.
So you can just choose what part of Ireland you want to be in for this great week.
Absolutely.
Now, we're sitting here in the studio, of course, but we're wearing green. Why is that? Why do people wear green for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, it's interesting. So green is definitely a colour that's synonymous with St. Patrick's Day, but the wearing of green only became a tradition in the 19th century. Actually, up until then, the colour most commonly associated with St. Patrick was actually blue.
Huh, who knew? Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Fun fact.
So when was the first St. Patrick's Day parade?
Well, interestingly, the first St. Patrick's Day parade was not held in Ireland. In fact, it was held in Boston in 1737. And then this was followed by an official parade in New York in 1766. And Ireland was just a bit behind. So the first parade there was held in Waterford in 1903.
Right, it's really caught up now. I remember a few years back being in Dublin for St. Patrick's Day. Mm. It was so much fun.
Amazing.
Just amazing. Why is the celebration always on March the 17th?
Oh, that's simple, actually. So the date does mark the saint's death. So St. Patrick died in 461 in Saul, County Down.
Right. Okay, so it's his birthday. Well, his death day, I guess.
The anniversary of death, yes.
Now, the St. Patrick's Day festivities, of course, is just 1 week of a whole year that is packed with festivals.
Definitely. I think it's certainly, you know, when you think of festivals in Ireland, you think of St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, that's certainly one where we're known for. But there really are events and festivals throughout the year. So anything from the Galway Oyster and Spirits Festival in September. We also have Tradfest that takes place in Temple Bar
that's
in
big,
January,
yeah.
Which is an amazing celebration of traditional Irish music. music, really unique venues, really interesting there. And then, of course, we have our connection to Halloween. So many may not know, but Halloween was originated in Ireland. And there's a wonderful celebration in Derry, Londonderry, every year, really family-friendly, magnificent fireworks over the Bank of Foyle. Really, really impressive.
See, I always learn stuff on the travel show. Halloween is Irish, and the original colour is blue. I mean,
it is.
All these wonderful things. Now,
it was originally carved turnips, which then transitioned into pumpkins. So,
you can trace back the roots, so to speak.
Yes, good pun there.
Okay, so with all these festivals going throughout the year, there are also flights now that connect directly with Canada to Ireland.
Definitely. So getting to Ireland really has never been easier from Canada. We have year-round direct flights, and it's just a close, 6.5-hour flight across. And brand new this year, really excited to share that we have new access with Toronto. So it's a Toronto to Shannon service, a direct flight with Air Canada, as well as Montreal to Dublin. And those are two brand new routes this year.
So the popularity of Ireland with Canadians is just going through the roof.
Yes, definitely. So last year we hit the 200,000 mark. So over 200,000 Canadians went to Ireland last year. So very excited about that and, continue to grow. There's lots of great connections between Ireland and Canada, whether you're looking at it from an ancestry standpoint, but also I think just the majestic castles, the vibrant cities, and of course the lush green landscapes are really a great draw for Canadians.
I close my eyes and I see those lush green landscapes. But I also think of storytelling when I think of Ireland. And storytellers are choosing Ireland as a backdrop to many of their movies and TV series these days.
Yes, definitely. And it dates back to some of those iconic films like The Quiet Man and Kong, or you also have Harry Potter and The Cliffs of Moher, but to more modern day films also like Star Wars, of course, which was filmed on Skellig Michael, the UNESCO World Heritage Site along the rugged west coast of the Wild Atlantic Way. And then, of course, Game of Thrones. So Northern Ireland is known as Game of Thrones territory, and you have such iconic sites like Castle Ward or one of the most photographed places such as the Dark Hedges, which is really majestic and stunning to capture.
Yes, the pictures of that are tremendous. Wolf, let's turn the mic over to you here, because Trafalgar is the way to get under the skin of all of this wonderful food, culture, scenery that we've been talking about so far.
Indeed, and Ireland has been, in Canada, one of our most popular destinations. And you and Dana did touch on the accessibility of air. So really traveling to Ireland, it is a short flight. And when a guest is on a Trafalgar guided vacation, we really take care of everything and make sure that we bring close this fantastic tradition, history, literature, festivals to life. You name it. Castle Ward, we take our guests there to celebrate the Games of Thrones. Marion Square, Oscar Wilde statue, Book of Kells in the Trinity College. So many different things that really one can hardly run out of inspiration. And Trafalgar's there to make sure that there's even more that you expect to see in Ireland.
So this is how Trafalgar kind of connects guests to the authenticity of what Ireland is all about.
Well, absolutely. For us, it is very important that our guests experience the real thing. Mm. And the real thing is an authentic experience of either having an opportunity to meet with locals or to see something that is very unique, very locally colored, or to do something that would be completely unexpected, one of the pinch-me moments, like a jaunting ride through a beautiful Irish landscape, or drive around the Ring of Kerry to see the 40 or the 50 shades of green, however you want to put it, or Ireland is increasingly a country of fantastic food. Mm. So our programs and our Be My Guest experiences do include either very traditional or very sustainable or very innovative Irish food. And there's always Guinness.
There's always Guinness. And you have hidden gems too, which I love the sound of that.
We have hidden gems. And what is the idea behind hidden gems is certainly our guests want to see the iconic, want to see what is well known. But they also want to go around the corner, so to say, and to find a view, to find an access to an alleyway. For instance, in Dublin, I know that there is a little alley behind a church that used to go through the Gate of Hell into a less reputable part of the city, right, where gentlemen would enjoy their fun and have a beer. So those hidden gems are something that our travel directors come up with in their research and in their ability to give something really unique to our guests.
Right.
Well, how do listeners find out more about Trafalgar's tours in Ireland?
Absolutely easy. It's www.trafalgar.com. And I would like to use this opportunity to say that starting tomorrow on Facebook, we have a campaign about Ireland, and our guests or listeners can take a short quiz. So we really want to make people understand and learn more about Ireland, because outside of the iconic cities, the iconic places, there are so many places to be seen in Ireland. And that is the idea that Trafalgar is continuously pursuing. Discover more, really.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take that quiz and see where that gets me. Of course, listeners can also talk to their travel agents. They're experts too.
Absolutely. Travel agents are very knowledgeable. Ireland has been super, super popular in the last 5, 6, 10 years. And we do communicate to travel agents our latest offering. So by all means, travel agents is a best friend to any of our listeners who's planning a trip to Ireland. And Tourism Ireland has a wealth of information that can really inspire anybody who wants to plan their travel.
Yes, seconded. Well, there's a great discount offer on the Trafalgar website as well. And I'm going to be asking Wolf to tell us about that when we come back after this quick break. And as always, there's lots of information on the Travel Show website as well. So don't go away. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
What is it about this place that draws us back? To dig for ingredients in O'Brien's restaurant garden and pull up a deeper understanding of Ireland. For Trafalgar, remaining authentic while pursuing the iconic is what we're all about. In Ireland, Trafalgar offers a one-night stay in an 800-year-old castle hotel, because it's all about living the good life. Early payment discounts to Ireland are in effect at trafalgar.com. Visit now to learn how you can save 5%. It's time to travel.
Could you cross the six-lane street before the light turns red?
Can you walk a city block in under 5 minutes?
I couldn't.
I know I can't, and I have the refund check to prove it.
HealthRefund.com is a service to assist people like you, folks who have trouble getting around. If you pay income taxes and have difficulty walking, you may be entitled to a large tax refund.
The money is there.
You just need the experts.
HealthRefund.com has been helping each of their clients save thousands of dollars, even up to $50,000. And with HealthRefund.com, if you don't save, you don't pay. Are people always waiting for you?
That's me, and it's my name on that check.
HealthRefund.com. See if you're eligible for a refund of income taxes. Pick up the phone now and call 1-888-999-2221. HealthRefund.com. From Grants International, the refund experts. 1-888-999-2221.
What if there was a magic button to make you feel better? A button you could push to help reduce back pain. A button to relieve your arthritis and sleep apnea. A good night's sleep isn't automatic. It's Ultramatic.
And it's the final week to save $1,000 off any Ultramatic adjustable bed. Place your order by this Sunday.
Visit ultramatic.ca and hit the magic button. Elevate your life. Lie down on an Ultramatic.
What you do in retirement is your business. Want to golf more? Or would you rather reduce poverty around the world? Become a volunteer with CUSO International, with all your costs covered. Travel the globe. You were going to do that anyway. Only now you can add Change the World to your list of retirement projects. Proving why it's never too late to volunteer with CUSO International. What are you doing for the next 6 months? Pack your skills and visit CUSOInternational.org. Spelled C-U-S-O. Amaze yourself.
Whoa, a lot of kids in the parking lot today. Might be tough getting out.
Cue the 2018 Ford Explorer. With its available 180-degree front camera, you'll see in areas with low visibility when parked, with added visibility at low speeds.
Oh, look, my first grade teacher. She had eyes at the sides of her head.
And you won't have to stand in a corner.
Yes!
Now get 0% APR purchase financing for up to 60 months, plus a $1,000 leadership bonus on most new 2018 Ford SUVs. With such innovation, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit your Ford store or findyourford.ca.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Trafalgar. Live the good life.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Very appropriately for St. Patrick's Day weekend, we're exploring Ireland today. It's a wonderfully easy and laid-back country to visit. Just a short 6-hour flight away, Ireland is our closest point in Europe and one of its premier destinations. It's safe, there's no language barrier, and the welcome you receive, well, it just couldn't be warmer. Couple that with stunning landscapes, fascinating cities, captivating history, a lively music and art scene, and delicious food. And, of course, irrepressible sense of fun. It all becomes irresistible. The way to connect with this diverse and exciting place without having to worry about a thing is on a Trafalgar tour. And to tell us all about it, we're joined by two expert guests, good friends Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland and Wolf Pownich, president of Trafalgar here in Canada. Wolf, before the break, I mentioned an offer from Trafalgar for anyone thinking of going to Europe this year.
Yes, and it is still available, if it is available, because this is a very busy year for travel to anywhere in Europe, especially Ireland. And for all of our guests who are planning their trip, do book as soon as possible to get 5% off of the full price of the guided vacation, but also to secure your space because Ireland is selling very well. We have a total of 9 programs dedicated exclusively to Ireland. And it is hard to distinguish which one is better and nicer and is selling more.
So you have to have a look at them all on the website.
Absolutely.
And I just said a Trafalgar tour. You don't even call them Trafalgar tours, do you?
No, we call them guided vacations for several years because really the experience on site and in the destination is very different. People are very engaged. They meet the locals. They discover certain things that would not have been available with any type of superficial visit. And they all have fun. And that's why it is a vacation, because we all associate vacations with being relaxed, having fun, being in great good company of other guests, and meeting the true local people who will bring the destination to life.
Which is what it's all about in Ireland, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry a thing on a Trafalgar guided vacation, do you?
No, because everything's really taken care of. And for instance, a week before our guests leave on a Trafalgar guided vacation, their travel director will get in touch with them via email. They will ask them for their preferences, but they will also ask them, is there a special reason they have selected this particular program? Is there a particular spot they want to see? It could be a cottage that belonged to their grand-grandfather. Right. It could be a place where some of their family member has historical connection with. Or it could be, in my case, going to the village of Conn to see where The Quiet Man was filmed, because that was my aunt's and my favorite movie.
I love this. So there's a real chance to have that personal connection made real.
Absolutely. And I think if there is a country that can connect to everybody in the world, but especially in Canada in so many ways, it is Ireland. And it is true that there is a bit of Irish in all of us.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And that's why we're all wearing green today.
Absolutely. Showing our true colours.
And all these connections, that must lead to a very high level of repeat guests, I guess, for Trafalgar.
I would say that our guests, once they try Trafalgar, they stay with Trafalgar. Simply because what we offer with our guided vacation is a little bit different from what is out there in the marketplace. And we offer great value, because the group travel does lend itself to having better contracts. And Ireland is very popular. Finding a hotel in Ireland or an accommodation in Dublin of any type is not easy. So when you book Trafalgar, you have nothing to worry about. Your travel arrangements are taken care of. Travel director is with our guest all the time. All breakfasts are included, most dinners. And what's most important, every Trafalgar guided vacation has a Be My Guest, either lunch or dinner, hosted by local people who are typically not in the travel industry. They could be farmers, they could be vintners, they could simply pursue a certain traditional art or craft that is interesting to our guest.
Wonderful. Okay, so I think it's time to go traveling in Ireland. Can you suggest an itinerary we should have a look at?
My favorite is Irish Experience.
Right.
Because it does the entire island of Ireland. It does start in Dublin, inevitable Dublin, and then it does go north to Belfast, a different city, and it does explore the tradition of Titanic. it does give Belfast with a black cabbie driver. So it's not your traditional what you would expect sightseeing tour on the coach. No, you actually get your Irish cabbie who gives you the story of his work, his day, his city, his little streets and alleys and the shortcuts, and nothing can be better than
again,
that.
It's that local connection, isn't it?
And that is really what makes Trafalgar guided vacation so much fun.
Yeah.
And then from Belfast, we go to see, through County Antrim, we go to see Giant's Causeway.
Oh, yes.
And if you are there with Trafalgar Group, you will see that at the visitor center, there is a plaque commemorating Trafalgar's contribution to the restoration and to the creation of the visitor center. Because among other things, we really want to give back to the places where we take our guests to. And we have developed many a small business into a really viable business that works with our guests or with our Treadright Foundation.
Which is a lovely touch, because I often hear from listeners who want to give back to the destinations that they go to. And by traveling with Trafalgar, they are doing just that.
Without any doubt. And, you know, that can be seen everywhere. But Ireland is so important to us for many reasons that we just enjoy dealing with our Irish partners, everybody who we work with over there.
Well, talking about Irish partners, Dana, let's bring you back into the conversation. And let's go back to Dublin, too, because Dublin is such a wonderful time. This tour has some free time available in Dublin. So what should guests do?
Yeah, well, there is so much on offer, as you mentioned, you know, a bustling kind of vibrant city. But if you're looking for, you know, a quiet moment, you could take a stroll through Stephen's Green and or Phoenix Park and one of the wonderful parks there. Stroll down Grafton Street, do a little bit of shopping, or take a look at some of the Georgian architecture. So you have breathtaking views of the St. Patrick's Cathedral, the grandeur of City Hall, and of course Trinity College and taking in the Book of Kells and in the long room. It's stunning.
And
there.
Please, just, please, yeah. If you are planning to go to Dublin, do go there. Do see the Book of Kells.
Absolutely.
It is, you know, it's not just an old book. It is something that just kind of brightens your universe when you look at it.
It is. It's stunning. It's an amazing experience. And going after, you know, after you see the Book of Kells and stepping up into the long room and in the library there, it's stunning. And then Epic Ireland, which is a dramatic new kind of visitor attraction, very digital in the Keys district there, and an opportunity to really look at the influence that the Irish have had abroad and the immigration story from Ireland and the connections across the world. Yeah.
So plenty to do. Wolf, you then go on to Belfast. And,
yeah.
There's a lot to see there.
I would like to say about Dublin, take a photo with James Joyce on Grafton Street.
Oh, yes, I know.
That is my favorite. Yes. That is a great selfie spot.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, you know, Dublin is the hub. It is the biggest city of Republic of Ireland and the capital. I think it is definitely super important and interesting to explore Northern Ireland, City of Derry or Londonderry, a city of Belfast, not only because of the Titanic connection, which is important to Canadians, but also to view the Titanic Museum, which is really has been awarded numerously ever since it has been opened. So there is so many different stories spanning so many different centuries. And going into the legends of Finn McCall and Giant's Causeway.
Yes, which are so Irish.
And also having an opportunity to really enjoy the rugged wilderness of Ireland, which is less discovered part of Ireland, but it is there. And we see from our guests who talk to us that they've really enjoyed their kind of excursions into the wild, so to speak.
Yeah. Dana, have you got a corner of Belfast that you would say, don't miss?
Oh, there's so much. I think, you know, we talked about the Titanic Belfast and the Visitor Center, and I think, you know, not just taking our word for it, but was voted the world's leading tourist attraction. So,
and it's not a museum.
It's so much more than that.
It is an experience.
Absolutely.
And it's an emotional roller coaster, too.
It is, definitely. In so many different ways that you can experience the history of the Titanic throughout there. That would certainly be one of the spots I would say you definitely want to miss. And I think, you know, walking through the Cathedral Quarter as well and the vibrant area through there, there's lots of hidden gems and opportunities to do that as well.
Yeah, and we'll walk with fish and chips.
I will go for fish and chips and a pint of beer. I mean, nothing can be more Irish than walking around and buying some food at the chippy truck.
That's the way you can do that on a Trafalgar.
Absolutely, and we have plenty of time to really leisurely stroll around and enjoy where we are with local people and really have fun.
Right. Trafalgar.com is one website. Ireland.com is the other. And if you really want to pull it all together, you can go to the ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com website too. You'll find all of the links right there, gathered in one place. We're going to continue on our journey through Ireland after this quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be discovering why Galway is so popular and find out about a famous visitor there. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
What is it about this place that draws us back? To dig for ingredients in O'Brien's restaurant garden and pull up a deeper understanding of Ireland. For Trafalgar, remaining authentic while pursuing the iconic is what we're all about. In Ireland, Trafalgar offers a one-night stay in an 800-year-old castle hotel because it's all about living the good life. Early payment discounts to Ireland are in effect at trafalgar.com. Visit now to learn how you can save 5%. It's time to travel.
And we're taking you live now to Staples for news you can use. Jamie.
Thanks, Bart. The breaking news here at Staples is paper. A case of it for just $29.99.
Paper. You always need it.
And you always run out.
Nah, not if you go to Staples.
That's right. Stock up at $29.99 for a Simply case of paper. In-store only. 5 cases per family. But hurry, today's the last day.
I'll write that down.
On paper?
Staples. One great savings story after another.
I've never been to a funeral and seen somebody's net worth statement proudly propped up on their coffin. As a matter of fact, every eulogy I've ever heard always talks about love and experiences and the imprint this person has made on people's life that'll last for generations to come. Yes, finances are important, but not as important as real life, the stuff that outlives us. As a matter of fact, sometimes a diamond ring is a lot more important than an RRSP deposit.
Advice for real life. HarryJamesGroup.com.
Nice business card. I wish my company had its own design department.
It's not that.
Of course, the work of a graphic designer, a real pro. I should have guessed. It's got that sleek, professional look. So who did you use?
Vistaprint, actually, and I did them myself. 500 cards for just $9.99.
You did these online? For less than 10 bucks?
That's right. I just selected them from their templates, customized the look I want with their easy-to-use design tools, uploaded my logo, and presto.
So, you're not a big company?
Shh, don't tell.
Are you ready to give your business a professional, high-quality look for just $9.99? Then go now to vistaprint.ca and explore our range of professional templates, each customizable to fit your unique style. Satisfaction guaranteed, because what you hand out should make you stand out. But hurry, this offer won't last long. To get 500 professional business cards for just $9.99, go to vistaprint.ca today and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's vistaprint.ca, promo code 9090.
I've got a...
Daniel O'Donnell returns to Canada.
Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss.
Saturday, May 26th at Casino Rama Resort. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.ca. Must be 19 years of age or older. Daniel O'Donnell, the Irish superstar with the golden voice. At Casino Rama Resort, explore the great indoors.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Trafalgar. Live the good life.
What the world needs now is more of the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. On this St. Patrick's Day weekend, we are very appropriately living the good life with Trafalgar as we explore Ireland. On a Trafalgar itinerary, it's effortless. Accommodation, meals and experiences are all taken care of. And your knowledgeable tour director is with you every step of the way. With a 97% guest satisfaction and 53% repeat traveller rate, you know that you're in good hands. So you can relax and enjoy that authentic taste of Ireland's rich culture, landscapes, legends, and wonderful people. And two wonderful people in the studio with me today are Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland and Wolf Pownich, the president of Trafalgar. Wolf, let's continue with our Trafalgar journey onwards from Belfast.
Sure. After the Giant's Causeway, we're heading to Londonderry, or to Derry, a great historical place, and we do a walk along the city walls from the 17th century. And in Ireland, you have monuments from any century. You just name it, it is there. And more modern history of Ireland has certainly been known for the history of troubles. So we do go to visit the Bogside neighborhood where the murals are depicting the hardship and the troubles in the Irish history, which are fortunately behind us. And now Ireland is one of the most popular spots in the whole world. And we are certainly all grateful for that. And you know what makes Ireland super, super cool is the fact that there are little squares, markets, pubs, cafes. It's really the people and the activity that you see in the streets
that make it
so much kind of closer to any traveler and any visitor.
Yeah, it's so true. There's no shortage of opportunities of meeting the Irish people. That's what I love. I mean, they're wonderful people.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
And very genuine and welcoming and really do want to talk to you and hear about your story and chat further. Yeah.
Especially, absolutely. I would just try asking directions, for instance. You're going to get a lot more than directions.
Yes, I would say if you're not engaged in conversation after 5 minutes, it must be a bad day in that city in Ireland.
But on and upwards, and let's go to the next port of call, which is Galway.
Oh,
and I know this is a favourite of yours, isn't
my favourite. Galway is my absolute favourite. On the coast, a beautiful city, the markets, the squares, and it's really a city that's very pedestrian friendly. So once you get to Galway, you really need to explore it on foot, and our local specialists are there, and they will take you to the cathedral to see the history of JFK and his visit to Galway. And what is not far from Galway, at the border of County Galway and County Mayo, is the Ashford Castle. Ashford Castle is, I would say, one of the crowns in Trafalgar Irish experience. It used to be owned by the Guinness family of the brewing fame, by different owners, was a hotel for a while, and then some years ago it has been purchased and restored to its splendor by the Red Carnation, which is part of the group of companies Trafalgar belongs to. And the beauty is that our guest would spend a night at Ashford Castle and half a day exploring the grounds. And they're amazing, literally for a fraction of a cost that an individual traveler would pay to overnight in Ashford Castle.
And who doesn't want to overnight it in a castle of any kind? And Dana, absolutely. just to go on to back to Galway here, I mean, not only is it one of Wolf's favourite places, it's clearly one of Europe's favourite places.
It is, actually. So each year, the European Union designates one or more cities as a European capital of culture. And Galway has fought up some pretty stiff competition in order to garner that designation. That's in 2020.
Mm. And a famous visitor that Wolf mentioned, JFK.
Yes, JFK. So he was the first Roman Catholic to hold the post of U.S. president. And for Ireland in the 1960s, that made JFK, with his Irish roots, a bit of a national hero. So he was instrumental there as well.
And here in Galway, Dana, we're right in the middle of the wild Atlantic Way.
We are, yes. Just a favorite region and really popular with Canadians. It's a great opportunity to explore the rugged West Coast. It is the world's longest defined coastal touring route at 2,500 kilometers.
Whoa.
And stunning, an opportunity to really immerse yourself in the culture, music, and food along the rugged West Coast. And great opportunity to be on a guided vacation with Trafalgar, where you can sit back, relax, and take in those views, not worry about navigating along the coast. Both great options, but sitting back, relaxing, and from a bus, being able to take in those views is really, really stunning.
Fantastic. And along the Wild Atlantic Way, again, Trafalgar has a very special activity in store with a Be My Guest experience. And you're going to tell us all about this one.
It is a great experience, but I'd like to reflect on what Dana said. When you're in Ireland, it's actually nicer being on a coach because you are above the hedges.
It's a good practical
point.
When
you drive a small car, you don't see a lot.
You see a lot of hedge.
You see a lot of hedge. So it is really great to explore either the Ring of Kerry or the Wild Atlantic Way from the comfort and the height of the coach. And I did mention that our way to connect our guests with local people is this Be My Guest experience.
Right.
And over there, we have a great opportunity to meet Una. Una has a small business. She is involved in environment and ecological touring, and she takes our guest along the coast to forage for food, to scavenge for food items, plant.
Find your dinner.
Find your dinner, literally, or find your salad, and bring it to a great steak and seafood restaurant called Bartra. Una works with them. So our guest would learn by looking for food about the Wild Atlantic Way. And I would have to give kudos to Tourism Ireland for really discovering the Wild Atlantic Way to Canadians and to other visitors, because that was a lesser known part of Ireland. It is absolutely beautiful. So meeting Una, meeting people from Bartra Seafood Restaurant, preparing your own lunch, being part of the landscape, seascape, being rained on, having to walk, that is what Ireland is all about. Because at the end of the hardship, there's always a Guinness.
There's always Guinness.
And some music.
And some music, that's for sure.
Kind of go together pretty well,
absolutely,
don't they?
This cozy pub.
Oh, yes. Now, Trafalgar is packed with included sightseeing and activities like the Be My Guest experience, but there's also considerable scope for customization too.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the reasons why travel directors are so important to the experience our guests would have. And that's why they reach out to each and every guest and ask them what is their preference, what is their interest. As we all come in different shapes and sizes, and some of us would like to see Oscar Wilde's monument at Marion Square. Some of us would like to enjoy a dinner in a medieval castle with all the music from the period costume and whatnot. So we offer quite some optional experiences just because we want our guests to participate in creating their overall experience.
Fantastic. Dana, where should listeners go to get tourist information about Ireland?
At ireland.com, or follow us on Twitter at GoToIrelandCA.
Great. And we'll just remind us about where to go and also about that great
absolutely,
offer.
Absolutely, yes. Great offer. It is 5% off the full price of the program as displayed either on trafalgar.com or in Trafalgar brochure Europe and Britain 2018. Plenty of information could be found through our retail travel agent partners, either on their site, or I would suggest to any of our listeners, if they want to learn more, to go and talk to their travel agent and ask them to recommend the best Trafalgar program that would fit their interest.
Because they're the experts close to them. And Trafalgar goes out of their way to train the agents and to give them experience.
Without any doubt. And we do take travel agents in cooperation with Tourism Ireland to educational trips. So many of these things that we have been talking about, I was really fortunate to have experienced firsthand, having been to Ireland several times with our agents or with Tourism Ireland or with our guests.
Yes, I do remember one travel show we did. We had you
Ireland. We did live from Ireland. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good fun.
Yeah, they're always fun shows when we talk about Ireland. The website, again, is trafalgar.com and ireland.com. And you can see the unedited reviews and feedback from some of the 5 million travellers who've explored the world with Trafalgar at that website too. And you can also find these links and lots of background information at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com. After our break, we're going to stay in an Irish castle. So you're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
What is it about this place that draws us back? To dig for ingredients in O'Brien's restaurant garden and pull up a deeper understanding of Ireland. For Trafalgar, remaining authentic while pursuing the iconic is what we're all about. In Ireland, Trafalgar offers a one-night stay in an 800-year-old castle hotel, because it's all about living the good life. Early payment discounts to Ireland are in effect at trafalgar.com. Visit now to learn how you can save 5%. It's time to travel.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't have.
Read the card.
We've been down so many roads together through every stage of our journey. You're always just a phone call away. No matter what I need, you're there. Here's to many more happy years. Oh, honey, that's so sweet.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, that's for our State Farm agent, Mike. Here's your card.
Happy 10th anniversary. You're the best.
What?
A State Farm agent can help you save up to 30% on car insurance. Walk in, call, or visit statefarm.ca. Some conditions apply.
Legendary singer, songwriter, and pianist Neil Sedaka, live at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Breaking up is hard to.
On May 25th and 26th, international superstar Neil Sedaka takes the stage live at Niagara Falls View Casino. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com for tickets. Neil Sedaka, May 25th and 26th, live at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Retirement Miramichi. What is it about this East Coast dream that has residents saying we should have moved here years ago? Is it the low cost of living? The location on New Brunswick's spirited Miramichi River? In a word, yes. Or in the words of a resident, this is as close to heaven as you're going to get.
Get a little closer online at retirenb.ca and move in now to Retirement Miramichi.
Beat the winter blues in Texas.
Texans are super friendly and they love Canadians.
Rosalind Hunter loves Texas, knows you'll love Dallas.
Dallas is modern and sophisticated. It has one of the largest arts districts in the U.S. They've got a thriving culinary scene and top-notch shopping.
You'll love Fort Worth.
It's home to 5 internationally recognized museums
where cowboys and culture collide.
You can two-step the night away at Billy Bob's, the world's largest honky-tonk.
You'll love Arlington.
Arlington is the sports and entertainment capital of Texas. It's home to Six Flags Over Texas and the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers.
As for getting there, here's Simona Sursel of Air Canada.
We are very happy to offer daily non-stop flights from Toronto to Dallas International Airport.
Make this the year you fly Air Canada to beat the winter blues in Texas. For more information and your chance to win, visit zoomerradio.ca/Texas.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Trafalgar. Live the good life.
Exciting destinations. Compelling conversation. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. And this St. Patrick's Day weekend, I'm in my happy place, exploring Ireland with Trafalgar and Tourism Ireland. Trafalgar make it effortless to encounter the wonderful local people and sample the delicious, fresh local produce of Ireland. They plan your itinerary to ensure that you see all the must-see icons and cities, but as well as discovering some hidden treasures and secret spots. Your local experts and tour director ensure that you see the real Ireland while still having tons of fun. In the studio today with me on St. Patrick's Day are Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland and Wolf Pownich with Trafalgar. Now, we've been talking about authentic experiences, and one on many people's bucket lists, especially when it comes to Ireland, is to stay in a castle. Wolf, what do you suggest?
Well, we call those authentic stays, we call them stays with stories, because they always come with a story. And we do stay in many storied places, but one of my favorites and our guest's favorite is the Ashford Castle, located by Lough Corrib. So beautiful setting in a hilly country, in a bit of a valley. There is a beautiful lake. The castle faces the lake. It sits on huge grounds, inclusive of a 9-hole golf course. None of the famous Irish golf courses, but good enough for Rory McIlroy to celebrate his wedding ceremony and part of the honeymoon at Ashford Castle. So one of the celebrities, modern-day celebrities, who has been there, but say John Ford was there while filming the movie The Quiet Man. Ronald Reagan was there. So it does have many stories, and they all revolve around that area and the tradition. And in the nearby village of Conn, where the A Quiet Man was filmed, you have beautiful old church and some of the remnants from the 11th century. Very typical, beautiful Irish village.
Oh, lovely. And Dana, have you got some stories about Ashford?
Oh, yes. I think if there is one castle to be on your list, you know, it's certainly Ashford Castle. Very majestic, has won multiple awards. One of them, most namely recently, was the best resort hotel in Europe from Condé Nast Traveler. And I think, as Wolf had said, you know, so many different experiences that you can partake in as a guest along there. And you're in great company, you know, folks like Roy McIlroy, as you mentioned, Pierce Brosnan, others. Many celebrities have chosen to stay there as well and take some time there. So it's a wonderful, wonderful spot.
What about some other highlights as you travel along this wild Atlantic Way section of Trafalgar's iconic island and Ashford Castle tour?
Yeah, there's so much to see and do along the coast. And I think the opportunity is to, you know, take the time and experience it along the way. One stop you'll definitely want to see is the Cliffs of Moher. Stunning, beautiful experience along the coast there, the dramatic sea cliffs along there, taking a look at O'Brien's Tower up to the top. So wonderful spots there, as well as getting into the Dingle Peninsula and experiencing some of the traditional music there as well.
The Ring of Kerry too is one of my favourite little corners of Ireland.
Yeah, so the rugged islands, the white sand beaches, dramatic mountain passes, and a royal goat to top it off. The Ring of Kerry really works its magic as you travel along the rugged coastline to the charming towns and villages along the way.
And Trafalgar, of course, have some unique insights on this particular Irish icon.
Oh, yes. I think staying in Killarney and then taking a drive along the Ring of Kerry is full of surprises. And the weather in Ireland is actually a lot better than people think. And I have to say, I've been there several times, and my drive around Ring of Kerry was beautiful, sunny day, full of discoveries. As you're descending across the mountain pass towards the coast, you literally see the fields surrounded by hedges, and they're all different shade of green. It really is 40 shades of green on the way to Waterville. And Waterville is seemingly a small, nothing special place on the sea, but it actually was a home to Charlie Chaplin for many years while he was not allowed to live in the United States. And then just across the water is the Valencia Island, and that was the first telegraph line between Ireland and North America. So there are so many stories in addition to the landscape. Then you start driving back, and on the way we stop for a typical lunch at a beautiful place along the road. And then you go to a place called Sneem, and you learn from our travel director that's where the founder of MI6 was from. So really? It has a James Bond-esque type of a history. And it is a tiny little place with beautiful old multicolored houses, a nice, beautiful walk. Some of the oldest pharmacies, I think, in Ireland are in Sneem.
Wow. And whilst you're seeing all of this over the tops of the hedgerows, because you're in this wonderful...
Very much so. So your view is unobstructed.
I remember, too, the play of sunlight on the waters along the coast is just magical there, too.
It is. The colours of Ring of Kerry on a beautiful day are really unique.
Now, we've talked a lot about the West, Dana, but we can't go without also talking about the east of Ireland, and particularly Ireland's ancient east.
Yes, definitely. You're right, Chris. We'd be remiss not to talk about that. And Ireland's ancient east really is that opportunity to explore 5,000 years of European history in a really compact area. So you have Viking heritage, Christian heritage. We also have an iconic tomb there as well. So much to see and do in that location.
Okay, Newgrange for me is you know, what I'm going to say.
I just dropped that in there.
I know you're a fan. I really want to go. It's really kind of the jewel in the crown of the ancient east.
Definitely. It is that Neolithic passage tomb. So there's Noth, Douth, and Newgrange. And Newgrange is that iconic tomb, as we mentioned, but it is older than the pyramids, which is incredible.
It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And if you're there, of course, on the summer solstice, really special.
Yes, absolutely. You have to win a lottery, actually, to get in, to be able to see, because, as you know, it is a kind of a tight space in there. So opportunity to, you have to be pretty lucky to get in to see that amazing experience.
Both ancient and mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much to see in Ireland, and no wonder there are so many people who visit more than once. Well, I mean, you get multiple people coming back for different tours, I guess.
Oh, we certainly do, and that's why we're trying to add something new every year. Yeah. And, you know, the iconic and the well-known, yes, it does carry a lot of weight, but people are coming back.
Yeah.
And they're looking for different experiences.
Okay, well, before we go, I'm going to be asking you the really tough question about what insider tip do you want to give to listeners who are saying, okay, yes, this is the year I'm going to Ireland. What insider tip? Let's start with you, Wolf.
I would say if one is planning to go to Ireland and to go at the time when they really want to go, which is, I'd say, late May, June into July or in the fall, you have to book Ireland very early.
Right.
There is plenty of air opportunities and the price is right this year. There is not so many opportunities, which Trafalgar, Ireland is our top seller. And one would really need to make up one's mind and to book very early. That would be the starting point at this end.
Right.
Once there, I think it is one of the most comfortable destinations anywhere in the world. English spoken, everything accessible, great prices for anything you may want to spend your money on. And in terms of experiences and accessibility of different museums, galleries, pubs, restaurants, I think Dublin and pretty much any place in Ireland is really very, very competitive, and it is really very, very comfortable and pleasant.
Tons of good reasons to go. And Dana, how about you?
Well, definitely. I think as Wolf mentioned, you know, you want to book early, and that's a great opportunity there. And I think, you know, going with our partners such as Trafalgar, and, you know, putting yourself in the hands of an expert is a great opportunity there. And I think while you're thinking of Ireland right now, it's top of mind with St. Patrick's Day. We would encourage you to think about, you know, booking a trip throughout the year. So going into the fall, as Wolf mentioned, and the fact that it is, you know, the closest European hub, just a short 6.5 hour flight. So I think, you know, if you're not convinced already, close this, you're going with an expert. All of those things. So we would encourage you to book today, because I think it's a great opportunity you don't want to miss.
And Wolf, finally, just another reason to book early is your offer.
Book early, 5% off, and Ireland is absolutely the best seller, and there is a reason for it. Discover for yourself.
Wolf, your website?
www.trafalgar.com.
Trafalgar.com. And Dana?
Ireland.com.
Can be easier. Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, Dana, so much for being our guides on the tour of Ireland today. All your insider information. You both obviously love and live and breathe the place.
Definitely. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
That's Wolf Panitch, President of Trafalgar, and Dana Welsh, Manager, Canada for Tourism Ireland. Both of you, please come back soon.
Gladly.
As well as Trafalgar.com and Ireland.com, check out ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com. You'll find all the links that we've talked about today, information and articles about Ireland, and you can also listen to podcasts of past broadcasts. It only remains for me to say, Lor Eilia Podrig Swinadev, which is vaguely close to Happy St. Patrick's Day in Gaelic. Listen next week for another travel experience. In the meantime, bon voyage and cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. The catastrophic hurricanes that devastated some Caribbean destinations last September slowed down tourism's progress to the region, but they didn't stop it, according to figures recently released by the Caribbean Tourism Organization. It was announced that the Caribbean reached the 30 million visitor mark in stayover arrivals for the first time ever last year, even as the region battled the effects of hurricanes Irma and Maria, as well as Hurricane Harvey, which lashed parts of the United States, the Caribbean's primary market. In addition, there was a record spend by visitors, who contributed $37 billion, that is, to Caribbean economies during the 12-month period, up nearly 3% over 2016. The US continues to be the biggest market for Caribbean tourism, but it only grew marginally by about 0.5%. However, the Canadian market grew strongly, recording a 4.3% increase in visits. So, we Canadians love our Caribbean, it seems, especially after the winter that we've just experienced. For listeners planning their fall escape to Florida, there is confirmation of the 5th annual Island Hopper Songwriter Fest in the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. This popular festival that we've covered in the past on the Travel Show returns September 21st to 30th to fill the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel with music and fun at a number of tropical venues. The festival will take place over 10 days on Southwest Florida's most beautiful barrier islands. It's also a chance for fans to hear popular songs they've heard on country radio performed by the actual songwriters themselves. The festival kicks off on Captiva Island, then moves to historic downtown Fort Myers, and wraps up on Fort Myers Beach itself. The exciting lineup of festival headliners and songwriters will be announced later this year, and for all the information, visit islandhopperfest.com. The deal of the week is an invitation to travel with me to the heart of Europe on a very specially priced Viking River cruise on the River Danube in April of 2019. This European River Cruise package has been specially created by Discount Coach Tours with Viking Cruises. Almost everything is included in the price. Return flights from Toronto, transfers to the ship, the river cruise on board the Viking longship Yngvi, excursions and meals on board with beer, wine or soft drinks at lunch and dinner. The cruise is called the Danube Waltz and departs April 23rd, returning a week later on May the 1st, 2019. Best of all, there's a very special all-inclusive price for Travel Show listeners. It's a splendid opportunity to try river cruising for the first time, or, if you're a confirmed river cruiser already, to experience another of Europe's great rivers. Details are on a special website at vikingoffer.ca. Next week on The Travel Show, we are travelling to a country that is one of the oldest, holiest and trendiest places on Earth. For more than 3,000 years, Israel has been a number one vacation destination for everyone, including the Greeks, Romans, Byzantines, Turks, French and other visitors who landed on her shores by ships or crossed her borders on land. Israel is not just a destination for spiritual renewal, it's a great leisure destination with fascinating history, culture, picturesque beauty and welcoming people. And with direct flights to Tel Aviv on Air Transat, there are different travel options that make it easy to discover Israel's most beautiful sights and attractions. So, drop in at the ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com website for the details of this next show. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zoomer Radio as we discover wonderfully rich and complex Israel on the Chris Robinson Travel Show.